Hello, OT friends, and welcome to the Uncommon OT series. I'm Patricia Modis, and I'm your host, a Filipino-American, native New Yorker, currently based in Los Angeles, bulldog mama, and an uncommon occupational therapist myself for the past 22 years. On this podcast, you will hear me proudly feature the unique careers of occupational therapy practitioners working in non-traditional and rural emerging practice areas, settings where OT is uncommon. I invite you to receive a dose of OT inspiration to learn, to think outside of the box, and to be energized and motivated to follow in these unconventional paths. Happy listening. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to highlight and extend a special thanks to TrueLearn and Picmonic, our sponsors. Picmonic is a visual mnemonic learning tool that's been research proven to increase retention and help students ace their exams. It uses audio-visual learning and intelligence-based repetition algorithms that really help with long-term retention while studying. It is an excellent learning resource and study aid for OT and OTA students. Picmonic has built a better way for students to prepare for tests, whether you're studying for classes or getting ready for the NVCOT exam. Try it for yourself and sign up today using the link in the show notes and using the code TRANSITIONSOT to score a discount of 20% off of your Picmonic membership. Happy studying! Welcome back, OT friends. Today, I have for you a fun episode that I've pieced together to kick off my second year podcast anniversary celebration. On this episode, you will get to know me and some of my uncommon OT guests just a little bit more through some bonus questions. You will hear about some of our favorite occupations, our occupational therapy elevator speech, our favorite parts about being an OT, and hear about some significant individuals who have inspired us over the course of our careers. We're going to kick it off by sharing some of our favorite occupations. I'll go first. I love to dance. I love to sing. I love to eat. I love going wine tasting, traveling, gardening. Love yoga and meditation. Some of you might already know that. Love walking my dogs, spending time by the ocean, eating at new restaurants, just to name a few.
Yes, thank you. That's a great question. I always think sometimes as occupational therapy practitioners, we're good at that with other people and not so much ourselves. So, yes. I love to read, listen to a lot of audiobooks. We have a community garden, so I do a lot with the community garden. And this year I'm helping with a small farmers market where we actually allow entrepreneurs who are looking to get started, sell goods, whether it be food or craft supplies. And so I'm hoping that they can kind of get a good start in our community and help bring thriving to our diverse neighborhood. And then I'm a mom, so obviously like invested in the things my kids care about. And then my other favorite thing is I love live music, so I love to go to concerts.
A couple of my favorite occupations are reading and writing. I also really like to swim, and I like to explore different places in my city. So specifically, I like to try new restaurants in Chicago.
My favorite, most favorite occupation is reading, reading books. The second favorite is traveling.
Ooh, a few of my favorite occupations. I love to cook. I love cooking. Not so much baking, but cooking, more savory cooking. Let's see. I love listening to music. So that's one of my like favorite leisure engagements. And then being with spending time with my kids, just like doing things outside or anytime I get to take on that parent role and spend time, but more of that play, I would say more of that play with my kids.
Yeah.
I would say those are my top three.
Okay.
I love water. I love swimming and paddleboarding. And then I love snowshoeing because I live in Canada. I have to find ways to love the winter. So And then another little side hobby, I like to crochet.
Give us your OT elevator speech. Well, for me, I usually go the occupations route where I start to explain how in the field of occupational therapy, everyday activities like work, leisure, self-care, or going to school are known as occupations. And occupational therapists help individuals identify and implement practical solutions that really help promote a smoother participation in one's daily occupations. OTs help individuals build skills for the job of living. I use that tagline all the time because we help individuals engage in meaningful occupations that support their health, well-being, and life satisfaction. In the settings where I currently practice, we do this by helping our clients set goals, create plans, and help them figure out ways to navigate systems and barriers.
So occupational therapy to me is really working with people to do the things that they define as meaningful in their lives. And as we know, that's incredibly diverse. And so I keep it pretty simple. That's pretty much my elevator speech for our profession.
So my elevator speech is occupational therapists zone in on what's important to each patient or each individual. And we define those as your occupations. And then we make goals to help you identify what the barriers are to completing your occupations in the way that you want to and go from there. We have a full toolkit that ranges greatly, and we help people live the life that feels fulfilling to them, despite whatever they might be facing.
Since my day one of deciding that what OT is all about, I always kept this phrase in my head that OT is a creative healthcare field. So, I mean, if you want me to elaborate, I can elaborate a little bit that we have to think differently and creatively per client, despite they have same conditions, they are of same age, but we have to think creatively, two different activities for those two clients, even though they have everything, every condition is the same, their age group is same, they're almost like scenario or situation is the same, but their interests are different, and we have to decide creatively. So I would say it's a creative healthcare field in one sentence, that it's a creative healthcare field. And it's none other healthcare field is so creative like OT, because they all are following books and theory. Like for surgeons, they have to follow the specific procedures, otherwise they cannot make sutures or make scissors, so they have to use specific strategies, but we have to think out of the book all the time. So we are creative.
Oh, I love that. Occupational therapy is a profession that is really focused on helping people engage in all of the things that occupy their time throughout their day. And we do that by looking at the whole person, taking into account their mental health, but then also, you know, everything that goes into that person, that being. So cognition, physical abilities, every and anything that goes into that person, so that we can help get them back to participating in things that occupy their time.
So it is a field that I believe that is important to help people regain the abilities to do daily life tasks.
As an occupational therapist, I support people in having meaningful activities in their life. When working with children, what that often looks like is supporting them in play, in being able to be independent in their own self-care.
Tell us what your favorite part is about being an occupational therapist. Well, for me, my favorite part about being an OT is our holistic perspective and our holistic lens and holistic approach to situations. I also love the fact that we are so versatile in whichever way we can utilize and apply our skill set, again, using our OT lens and in a variety of settings.
I think really discovering people is one really favorite part, and that allows you to be creative and meet people where they are. I love that we're a profession that's not the same intervention to every person, and that the part of the challenge of being a great occupational therapy practitioner is finding that passion and occupation that person values and helping them achieve it.
My favorite part about being an OT is that you get to be very creative. I've worked it across a couple of different settings and I've seen a lot. And then now I feel equipped to be an entrepreneur. And I think that my OT mind never really turns off.
Same creativity, so that I'm always updating and using actual logical skills and creativity every single day. It's not boring. So yeah. OT makes me feel alive, feel fresh every day. So I'm like looking forward to what will come next tomorrow, mm-hmm. You know, even though it's the same client, but how can I change that obstacle course? How can I use this new cutting skills or new worksheet, etc.? So mm-hmm. It's creativity, the same that makes me, happy about OT.
Ooh, my favorite part about being an OT is really working with my clients and seeing progress, or just seeing the connections that they're making and watching the skills translate over, so really seeing the clients integrate and adapt the skills. That's probably the best part for me. Like when I'm able to really provide support and just facilitate the skills that they already have and build on that, and when I see the clients get it, you just see a light bulb.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. That's my favorite part. Yeah.
I love the diversity and the flexibility within the profession. I work in pediatrics. I also work in tech, and I have been able to shift and adjust my passions. They say that over a career, you will change your profession, or you'll change your job multiple times. And I feel like you can do that with an OT. You could be a hand therapist, or you could be in acute care, and then you could do pediatrics, and you're still an OT, and you're still applying those same principles. And so you can shift and adjust your career path based on your interests and as your life moves along. Yeah. So I find, as I have develop more of an interest in mental health and coaching, I find I'm bringing more of those pieces into working with families and adjusting what I offer. And I love that I can still do that within the scope of being an occupational therapist.
Next, listen to us talk about who our OT idols or inspirations are. I would have to say that hands down, my idols are the clinicians that compose the mental health task force in New York City. Some of these occupational therapists were my previous supervisors, managers, mentors, and really just individuals that I had the fortune of being able to lean on when needed. So it's through their mentorship that I believe I gained the confidence to embark upon non-traditional OT paths. Incredible clinicians like Joan Fader, Diane Tufik, Ann Scott, Suzanne White, Pat Preeson, Emily Raphael, Mabel Almonte, and Robin Gahan Berman, who's doing incredible things at Project Renewal. Such accomplished clinicians on their own, really just so committed to supporting a community of mental health occupational therapists and in really flourishing and succeeding in whichever areas they're practicing in. So lucky to have had them and still do.
You know, my undergrad professor, Dr. Marjorie Scaffa, we've kept in touch over the years, and I really admired the way she approaches practice and her work in community. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my, former students that are doing really amazing things that like Brandi Archer, who's created an app, Lauren Sheehan, who works in tech, you know, they're just doing amazing things, and to be a part of their journey and see where they're at now, and that they're unafraid to jump into different things. So I love seeing them grow and keeping track of that.
Ooh, I have a couple. I'll say two of them. So my inspiration and the reason why I'm an OT is my aunt. She lives in San Francisco, and she just retired. I believe she's 67, and she worked in school OT at the end of her career, but she's done it all, from working in prison to working in hospital to ending up in schools. So she's the one that taught me what OT is, and then she helped me see how broad it could be. Mm-hmm. And then my professor from college, one of my professors from college, we traveled to Ecuador together in grad school. I got to know her on a different level from traveling there and doing OT there with her. So
throughout, who has helped me like till today is Dr. Luis Arabit. He is amazing mentor, and he's a great OT. And he's also at San Jose State right now with me, and also AOT PAC Region 5 chair. So those three for leadership, and for clinical ways, all our authors, Dr. Vin and many OTs from India, Dr. Apte, who was in my home city and who is still very much more inspirational. He's doing a great, great inspiring work in my city back in India. So I have met a lot of OTs, and also my students are my inspiration too. Mm-hmm. They ask so many amazing questions, so they keep me. So those are my favorite OTs, like future OTs, if I say. But yeah, so like many. And like for we say that those who are doing some untraditional work and those things, then you, because you're my favorite OT, like you are getting all the things together. So yeah, like a lot. Like in every community, I have like different favorites. So
well, thank you. I'm just excited. I made the list, but okay, so I have like mentor, role model, and like educator, and these are like three people that I idolize, and they're all women. And one, I would say role model, I would say Arame Ambarazade, vice president of AOTA.
Yes.
Mentor, Dr. Elizabeth Chang, and educator, mentor, colleague, role model, like everything is Dr. Chi Quan Shea.
I would say right now it is Carlin Meek. I have been working with her in her Activate and Vitality program, and I am just so appreciating the work that she is doing and the way that it is inspiring me to continue to find joy and value in my work. So
I really hope you enjoyed that little medley, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to show off my much improved editing skills over the course of the last 2 years. I am super proud of me on that regard. And to add just a little bit more fun, I want to add a special spin to this episode by conducting a contest where you'll have the opportunity to win yourself some uncommon OT swag. If you can guess which of my uncommon OT guests were a part of this episode, check out the show notes on information on how to win. And finally, to continue our celebration throughout the month of August, I am thrilled to bring you not just one, but two rockstar occupational therapy practitioners who are practicing in the same non-traditional and uncommon setting. Yay! Exciting stuff, you guys. Again, super excited to be celebrating the second year. This experience has been nothing but fun, stimulating, motivating, energizing, and really a great way to connect with like-minded individuals and individuals that I frankly want to be surrounded by. So thank you so much for all of your support over the last 2 years, for listening to these inspiring episodes, And I look forward to bring you more inspiration at year 3. Happy listening, friends. And that wraps up another inspiring episode of the Uncommon OT series. For more information on non-traditional occupational therapy practice settings and to connect with me, please visit www.transitionsot.com. If you like this episode and are looking for other ways to support my passion podcast project, please share this episode with a friend or colleague, or give me your feedback by leaving me a rating or review on your favorite podcast listening platform. You can also pledge your support by being a patron on Patreon. All ways of support are greatly appreciated. Sending big OT love. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.